Cheers. Thank you.
Yes.
And we are now joined by the race-winning crew chief, James Small, of the number 19 Sirius XM Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Congratulations on the triumph. Walk us through that win from your perspective.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was an up-and-down night, you know, first run of the race there. We started off pretty good, and then a light switch just flicked, and I think that was the point. We had no rubber left in the tires, and we just kind of get, you know, floating backwards. We came in that comp caution at lap 60 and 10th, and you know, made some adjustments, but it was more just with the green track and everything, the tires were just shot. There was no wear pins left or anything. So and then, you know, we were actually pretty competitive. Finished that first stage in fourth, and then we came in there after that short run to the end, and you know, I made a blunder. I admit it. I called Martin too late, and he crossed the commitment line, and that's where, you know, our race took a little bit of a turn. Ended up, you know, we sustained a little bit of damage in that short run there, and you know, we're able to make some repairs once we went all the way to the back. But that next run, we were absolutely terrible. You know, we almost went down a lap. Car wasn't great. You know, we made a small change, and it was clearly in the wrong direction. And then, you know, undid that, made a few more other changes. The guys on pit road did an unbelievable job tonight. You know, we've made some changes there lately, and they've been working really hard, and they had a solid night. And, you know, we had a few good stops there, some inside lane restarts, and, you know, just, you know, the pace we had in that last stage was really good, and we were able to get back up to the front. So couldn't be happier for everybody. That was an amazing effort.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor for questions. We're going to start with Lee Spencer. Go ahead with your question, Lee.
Thank you. James, what does this finally mean to break through? I mean, you saw quite a bit of wins under Cole Pearn, but I mean, to do this all on your own, I mean, obviously you have your team, but what does it mean to finally get that first win?
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. To be perfectly honest, it's a big relief. So, you know, we've had a challenging year. We've had fast cars every week, and just things haven't been going our way. And finally tonight, everything clicked. Nothing went wrong. Well, nearly nothing went wrong. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. It's a relief. So, you know, I'm happy, super happy for everybody. Thankful for everyone back at JGR. And now we can just go and race, you know, race hard. And, you know, we have less pressure on ourselves now. We're in the chase. We're in a really good points position. We can just focus on getting bonus points and for the chase.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jonathan Feld. Go ahead with your question, Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan Feld with RaceExperts.com. Just kind of, what was it like transitioning just from sort of the car chief role to the crew chief role and taking those notes to kind of build a setup with this low downforce package?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's been difficult this year because we're going back to these tracks. You know, it's a little different to 2018 still, but, you know, especially since the break, they're throwing in, you know, new tires, new aero package, and we're doing it on tracks that aren't rubbered in. So you kind of have to, you know, go off your notes, go what you know, a little bit off what you did last year, even though it was so different. But, you know, we made some good changes last year here for the second race to it, you know, just that overall Martinsville package. And, you know, a lot of those same things kind of applied, but, you know, still a lot different with the aero and just the tires. So we were kind of tuning on it all night. You know, we've learned now for later in the year. Maybe we'll have some practice beforehand, so we'll be all out to lunch. But, you know, it's difficult, but, you know, we love the challenge, and it's paid off for us.
Our next question will come from Davey Siegel. Go ahead with the question, Davey.
Hey, James, congrats on the victory. It's about 2 p.m. in Australia right now. Any friends or family that you think were watching, and what do you think their reaction was?
No, I know everybody's watching down there these days. So they're lucky enough since, you know, the break from COVID, it's now actually back on Fox Sports in Australia because there's no other sport really on. So, you know, they watch it on the NASCAR app all the time and on Fox Sports, and they're all listening on the radio stuff. So I think I have about 250 messages on my phone from people all around the world right now, and a lot of them are from down there. So, you know, they're big supporters of mine. I'm very lucky to have them, and, you know, they helped me to get where I am today. So, yeah.
Second question is kind of a two-parter. You mentioned that, I mean, you admitted it's been a challenging year and it's a big relief. Did you have any self-doubts at any point? And also, what has Martin Truex's confidence in you meant to you throughout this time?
It's a good question. He's been very, you know, very supportive of me. After Bristol, you know, I thought to myself, you know, that was a tough weekend for us. You know, we got back to fifth and then we got taken out. But, you know, that was probably one of our worst weekends of the year in terms of just trying to hit the setup. You know, we had issues at Charlotte too, and which we know what they were. And, you know, we fought back there as well. But, you know, everybody on the team is, you know, stuck behind me, including Martin. And, you know, they've been big supporters and they have faith that, you know, if we just keep doing what we're doing, we're going to bring, you know, fast cars to the track every week. So, you know, I'm really thankful for, you know, everybody just being a huge supporter, including all, you know, all the main people at JGR. They've all been in my corner and, you know, I'm lucky to be surrounded by such great people.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our next question is going to come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Yeah, James, at the start of the year, did you have a goal of like, man, I really need to get a win by a certain point?
I honestly didn't. I just wanted to – I was going around saying if we don't get 7 race wins, it's going to be a failure. But we you know, as a company, we haven't had such an advantage as what we had last year. You know, we've been in position to win a lot of races and, you know, had some small issues go on. But to be honest, I never set a date. But, you know, as the races were counting down, I'm looking at them tick over like 9, 10, 11. So – I was hoping at least we could get one by 14. So, you know, that's happened. So we can press on now.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Luis Torres. Go ahead with your question, Luis.
Congrats on the first win, by the way.
Thank you.
So the question is, now going into Homestead, of course, now that you got that win on in your system, excuse me on that. So what are the expectations to go down there, especially such an incredible turnaround and possibly weather being a concern down there?
No, I'm super excited. You know, I think this will be one of our best tracks. Even more so, you know, with the race moving to purely a daytime race, you know, middle of summer, the sun sets a lot later than when we race there in November. Obviously it's going to be a completely different, you know, feel than normal, because you know typically you have the 4 championship guys that bring, you know, beasts of cars down there that have spent, you know, time developing and, you know, putting all the effort into it, which, you know, so you kind of got that divide of those 4 guys, and you're not going to see that this year. I don't think it's going to be a lot harder race. There's going to be a lot more guys in contention. No one's going to be laying over. So, but I still think, you know, we were strong at Atlanta, you know, it's low grip, and you know, same with Fontana. You know, so it kind of suits our cars. It suits Martin. We'll see how it goes. But I think, you know, we can go there and run really well, I think.
Thank you.
Our final question is going to come from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead with your question, Jacob. Jacob, can you hear us? You're on mute, my friend.
There we go. Sorry, Matt. I was trying to toggle the mute and it was not cooperating with me. James, congratulations first off. Kind of 2 parts here, one and a follow-up. First, Martin mentioned when he was here a few minutes ago that the transition he felt like was made a lot easier because you had worked underneath Cole as the car chief. What kind of lessons have you been able to apply from things that you learned working with Cole and working with Martin over the past couple of years? And, you know, do you feel like that past experience made it easier on you stepping up to the crew chief role?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. 100%. So I think Cole and I have really similar personalities. You know, pretty laid back. I'm probably a little more fiery than him, but you know how Martin operates. He's not one of those guys that, you know, wants to see data and endless amounts of information. Like, he's low key. Like, I think we spoke on Monday and then I spoke to him before he got in the car. So, you know, we text back and forth every now and then, but, you know, that's how Martin rolls. That's how he always done. You know, I know other drivers and crew chiefs, you know, have a lot more meetings and, you know, a lot more information between each other. And it's not something that, you know, we do. We just concentrate on doing all, you know, all the fundamentals and everybody on our team doing all their individual parts as best as they can. And when it all clicks, you know, it comes together and you see results like tonight. So, you know, that's hugely beneficial, being able to see how Cole and him worked over the past few years. So, Yeah, no doubt.
And my follow-up kind of second question, those that know your background know you spent time in Australia working on the supercar side a little bit as well. And I'm just curious, I know there's a lot of things that are different there compared to NASCAR in the States, but is there anything from working in that realm of motorsport that you were able to take when you came over here that has helped you in, either car chief or crew chief?
Yeah, definitely. There's things out there that, we do better. There's a lot of things here that get done better, but, just understanding, tires and the track conditions and how that changes with temperature and stuff like that. I think, we did a lot more stuff like that in Australia and, that's helpful. But at the end of the day, it's like I say this to everybody, it's still a mass with four tires and you're trying to go around the corner as fast as you can. So the same principles apply everywhere, whether you're just turning left or you're turning both ways. So that's the main thing. But, there's a lot of incredibly talented people over in the US and, I've learned a lot since I've come here and been lucky to work with some great people. So, I even think if one day, no, I'm not going to, but if I ever decide to go back there, I'll be a hell of a lot better, engineer and crew chief than, I ever was. So I've been grateful of all my time here. So.
Deal. Well, James, congratulations on the victory, and we will see you in a few days down at Homestead Miami Speedway. Safe travels to you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Take care.